There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I can't remember who it was the other day. One of our guests said, I'm telling you, your listeners are so smart. They are unique listeners. Yes, they are. Very smart people we have on this program and varied opinions, as you can see. And I honor that. I really do honor that. Let's go to Joanne in Indiana. Joanne, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What is your take on Netanyahu's speech?
Really, I want you to let us know about this Ken O'Keefe. I heard on the internet that he had to go to a court hearing or something. Do you know anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything about that, Joanne.
Yeah, I did. And so I want you to follow through and let us know what's happening, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. I will try to find out. Thank you. Anything else?
No, well, you know what? This is stupid, but one time you were talking to somebody and you mentioned butter, and you said, no wonder it tastes different. Now, what did they tell you about the butter?
Oh, I don't know. It's just that butter doesn't taste like butter used to. I don't know. I don't know what we were talking about. But anyway, I want to keep it on Netanyahu right now, if you don't mind. But thank you very much, Joanne, and I'll check on Ken O'Keefe. David in Wisconsin, final caller. You're on the air, or maybe final caller. I don't know. But go ahead, David. You're
okay.
On the air.
Thanks. I just have three very quick points, because
okay.
I think that the speech was pretty much propaganda from my viewpoint. But then the other two points that were more about the way that they were presenting it, like everybody is like drooling and falling on the floor. It was pretty sick. But then I heard on CNN, Wolf Blitzer and stuff was all saying stuff like, this looks so much like a State of the Union address. Oh, he looks very presidential, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It was just really creepy and weird. And then the last thing is, I'm wondering why Netanyahu doesn't cover his head.
You know, I've wondered that a lot also. I have really wondered that. I don't know. But he's going to read the book of Esther today. You know, he said he's going to read the book of Esther today and made an issue of that. I don't know. Good question. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you, David. Scott, do we have any callers? Okay. We're going to go to Dr. Sherry Rogers after this next upcoming three-minute break. I think the one thing we can all agree on is that it was tremendous amount of pomp and circumstance. And there is also a story that just hit the news about how this had been planned. According to the Brookings Institution, there was information and evidence that this had been planned for a long time. And what I'm talking about is the for Israel and for the United States to be against Iran. That this has been a planned scenario. Just like, of course, we know that dividing up Iraq into three countries, that came about in 2006 in some of the documents that we have talked about on the Power Hour. So all of this stuff, it's all by design. And a lot of our listeners are questioning what happened. We don't take anything at face value. We question and challenge everything, and there's nothing wrong with that. And you talk about somebody who's going to be challenging and questioning things coming up with us is Dr. Sherry Rogers. She doesn't take anything for granted, and she certainly challenges everything she reads in the supposedly the gold standard papers like the Journal of AMA or anything else. She challenges it. Wall Street Journal, whatever. And I really appreciate her for that. So we're going to talk. I want to talk some about statin drugs in this next hour, because so many, and I know so many of you are on these statin drugs, and you may not understand the problem that they create in your body. Now, if you've been listening to the Power Hour very long, you know. But did you know about the book that we carry at the Power Hour on the problems of statin drugs? We had an astronaut on the program at one point, a physician, Dr. Graveland, who took the drugs and lost his mind, literally, lost his memory for about 9 hours the first time. And it was serious. And a huge problem with the statin drugs that you're not being told. So stay tuned, especially if you're taking statin drugs. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Dr. Sherry Rogers. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us today. You are going to be really privileged today to hear from a physician who is a diplomate of the American Board of Family Practice, a fellow of the American College of Allergy and Immunology, and a diplomate of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. She lectures. She has written a tremendous number of books, all of them relevant to your life. I mean, I must tell you, all relevant to your life. And she has also done what is called the Total Wellness Newsletter, and it can be obtained. You can get a free complimentary copy of this by calling 800-846-6687, 800-846-6687, or go to prestigepublishing.com, prestigepublishing.com. We have her on the program every month. She is such a documented physician and so helpful for us in the way we determine and direct our lives when it comes to the medical establishment. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Rogers, for joining us in the Power Hour again today.
Hey, good morning, Joyce. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. It's Heart Health Month, of course.
Tell me about it. I've been to 2 cardiology courses for cardiologists and other physicians last month because it was Heart Health Month. And you would not be surprised, as a cardiovascular transplant nurse, that during these 2 courses, 4 physicians, state-of-the-art cardiologists from all over the country, there was not one mention of a nutrient. Not one.
Not even
cod liver oil or magnesium. And that, and when I asked a question, they thought I was, they didn't even know what I was talking about. I asked a question, they were showing how they put in valve replacements through these catheters and so forth, and feed it up into the heart so they don't have to do open heart surgery to replace a valve. But they never talked about the fact that they're putting people on Coumadin, which actually drags the calcium out of the bone, dumps it in the coronary arteries and in the heart valves, making sure you will need heart surgery, as we showed in Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And they never talked about the fact that ablation, I mean, it's so, when people have like atrial fibrillation or any type of arrhythmia, supraventricular attack, et cetera, they want to do the, when the drugs fail, then they want to do what's called ablation. And it's not even FDA approved for that indication. They slip a catheter up and destroy heart, nerve, and muscle permanently. The thing is, that's like calling your doctor and saying, I want to pay you to give me a heart attack, because that's exactly what ablation is. And now I've consulted on children who's who have serious arrhythmias. They've been to the Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, because I get to review all their records from wherever they've been when I consult with readers on the phone. And not one nutrient was measured in these kids. And yet, when we had the parents do the assay that described how to order your own in How to Cure Diabetes, when they assayed these nutrients, and we went over it with them on the phone, every single child was cured who followed these regimens, and it's pennies of nutrients, and many of them are the nutrients that are lowered, like selenium, by the statin drugs. So it's a vicious cycle. When you start out, and there were a lot of cardiologists, young guys, who were bragging about the fact that they take statin drugs. They don't even know that they cause amnesia, that they rot the brain, they bring on Alzheimer's, they destroy the tau protein in the brain, they actually hurry getting other cardiovascular problems because they, first of all, they deplete the body of selenium, and that's how a lot of these children who were supposed to have their heart, nerve, and muscle permanently killed, how they were cured with pennies of nutrients within a month.
That's amazing. You know, I want to go back to one thing. You said that children were having ablation done to their hearts. Are you serious?
Yeah. I went through their records, and they had been to, no expense spared because their parents had taken them to Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, Harvard. I see the records from everywhere all over the world, which I consider it a real gift because it's the only way to have a finger on the pulse of medicine and what's going on. And the thing is, like I say, a lot of these cardiologists wanted statins in the water supply. Well, if you lower selenium, not only can you get like atrial fibrillation and all the arrhythmias, that then they're putting them on cardiovascular drugs that they all say in the PDR, you better be sure you've done everything you can because these drugs have a high chance of killing you. For example, the pacerone, amiodarone, that one, there was a whole book written on it, and it caused more deaths than the Korean War. And it's still on the market, and it's still given. But when you lower selenium, then you deprive the conversion enzyme in thyroid. Look at all the people who are hypothyroid. And then when you still take statins, you damage the cell membrane, the receptor, where the thyroid hooks in. So even if a person is given thyroid, they don't lose weight, they don't have good energy, they still don't feel great because the place it hooks into the body is not working because they haven't fixed that. they haven't assayed the fatty acids, put them on the cod liver oil, the phosphatidylcholine, et cetera, the eight forms of E, that repair that so they don't need to take thyroid. We are in such a crazy era because the patient is really getting cheated out of cures.
Okay, let me go back. I want to set the foundation here because there might be new people listening to this program. I know there are. There are always new people listening. And when you talk in terms of arrhythmia, first of all, either a really fast heart rate or an irregular heart rate that we're talking about here, or the supraventricular tachycardia, which, you know, is just the placement of where the arrhythmia occurs in the heart. But those things now are being treated by, you're saying, by ablation. Now, explain what ablation is. I mean, it's a gory, disgusting thing, but explain ablation to the listeners, and how young have you seen ablation done in a child?
8 years old.
Oh, no. Okay, explain ablation.
The thing is, if you have an irregular heartbeat, the first thing you want to do is read, is your cardiologist killing you? Puff up your magnesium and your other nutrients that are in there so that you can get rid of your atrial fib, because then they put you on their half a dozen different drugs for arrhythmia. Most of them say in the PDR, the physician's desk reference, the book on drugs, make sure you've done everything, because these drugs work so well at clearing the arrhythmia that they literally tell the heart, beat regularly or don't beat at all. And that's what happens. That's how it killed, how they kill a lot of people. So anyway, when the arrhythmia drugs fail, then they do ablation, slipping a catheter into the veins, up into the heart. You turn on the juice and you literally electrocute and destroy permanently heart, nerve, and muscle. This procedure was not okayed by the FDA for killing heart. It was okayed to stop bleeding when you are doing open heart surgery and you see a bleeder. And they're using it to destroy nerve and muscle so that the conductive pathway, hopefully, and a lot of them it doesn't work. Everything I say, by the way, is documented somewhere in our 17 books and 26 years of reference newsletter. Anyway, when it does not work, then they do a pacemaker. And then, you know, of course, you're on umpteen other drugs. Every time you start a drug, you are pushing yourself down further into the hole. Because, for example, take any disease like like high blood pressure that we wrote about in the high blood pressure hoax. If you take a medication to lower your blood pressure, then right away you have ignored correcting and curing that blood pressure. Sometimes it's as simple as magnesium or phosphatidylcholine or selenium or eight forms of E or manganese. So when you have not cured it, now you take a diuretic, for example, that lowers your mag even more. So now your pressure is higher, so they tell you you need another drug. And it goes on and on. Most people I consult with are already on six drugs because that's the formula, the recipe that's given in medicine. And it goes for every single disease. The cholesterol-lowering statins, they work by poisoning the enzyme HMG-CoA reductase in the liver that makes cholesterol. Sounds like a great idea, except that half the people who have a heart attack never had high cholesterol. They have what's called vulnerable soft plaque that does not show on a coronary calcium score. And there's a test that you can see if you have this, and it's going to kill you, because that's what 60% of the clots are caused by, and it's not done. I looked through all these cardiology records, Mayo Clinic, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, you name it, Cleveland. They don't do it. So in Total Wellness Newsletter 2014 and 15, we show people what tests they're not getting that will show, like, if you have vulnerable plaque, if you have low oxygen and your cancer is spreading before it will show on x-rays or blood tests, if you are currently losing bone because you're on Coumadin and it's dragging it out of the bone and dumping the calcium into the heart valves and nerves, if your pancreas is slowly dying and you don't know it, and your metabolic syndrome and obesity and high triglycerides is going to turn into diabetes, etc. There are all these crystal ball tests. They're dynamite. And they're in the a Total Wellness newsletter, 2014 and 15, and it shows people how to order their own tests if their doctor doesn't keep up and learn all these new things. We're in a terrible, terrible era right now in medicine because every symptom is immediately the deficiency of the latest drug.
Right.
They don't cure anything.
Before we move on, I just want to reiterate the important information about the ablation of the heart. They go in and literally destroy parts of the heart, nerve endings of the heart, so that they can stop
the arrhythmia.
They burn it out. Yeah, they
burn
it out.
Well, same thing when you do. Same thing. You've seen cardioversion a zillion times when you were a cardiovascular nurse. And that's using electrocution to sort of reset the electrical pathways and hope that you...
Okay, we got to go to this break. Cardioversion, ladies and gentlemen, is horrible to have to watch. And I can't believe an eight-year-old. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about statin drugs also. Stay tuned to the Power Hour with the Dr. Sherry Rogers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 24 minutes after the hour, we are talking to the most respected Dr. Sherry Rogers. She is an MD, a diplomate of the American Board of Family Practice, a fellow of the American College of Allergy and Immunology, and a diplomate of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. And what that means is she is really, really smart, smarter than the average physician. I mean, she has really done a lot of extra work. She's written a number of books. They are all at the Power Hour. Now, we were talking about the vitamin E, the form of vitamin E that she recommends along with the cod liver oil and the magnesium. We have it at the Power Mall, and you can give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and place your order there, and please support the Power Mall. And if you would like to get a copy of her newsletter, I believe we have some complimentary copies that we could send out in your order, or you can go to prestigepublishing.com and request a newsletter, a complimentary newsletter, prestigepublishing.com or 800-846-6687. Dr. Rogers, when we're talking about the ablation down to 8-year-olds, which I find almost, I don't know, I can't find a word for how bad I think that is, and malpractice doesn't even come close to it. But when these poor children are treated like that, when in reality it could be just magnesium or cod liver oil or vitamin E that they need, and yet they will do the most drastic treatments and injure the heart for a lifetime when they could just be giving them something so simple. Now, I just want to reiterate also that when patients came into the emergency room, we would always give them magnesium. Why would we give a heart patient, and I'm talking about just an MI patient or myocardial infarction patient, heart attack, but we would give them magnesium IV? Why is it that we would give them magnesium IV?
Oh, in fact, well, that's a wonderful question, because in the 2011 newsletter, we had the emergency drugs that people have to give themselves when they have a heart attack, a stroke, whatever, and how to do it, because they're not given in the emergency room anymore. For example, I have seen the records from many people who have had a heart attack, who were in atrial fib, and they asked for magnesium in the ambulance and in the emergency room. They would not give it. They only gave them the drugs for it. So in your area, you folks were ahead. They used to give heparin then, too. And, in fact, we get a lot of letters from people. Oh, thank you. My husband or I had a heart attack, or we had a pulmonary embolus, or we had a stroke, and we used the medications that you recommended we have on hand in the 2011 Total Wellness, and we saved our lives. And the thing is, in the newsletter in subsequent years, I think 2012 or 2013, we went through the practice guidelines of the emergency room physicians, which I used to be, and through the cardiologists, and through various other medical specialties, and there's not one mention of nutrients. They don't do nutrients. It's all drugs. And that's the sad thing, because many people are being cheated out of life. For example, the number one reason for dying is the blood stops flowing. It clots. It doesn't matter if you call it what you call it, a heart attack, a stroke, a pulmonary embolus, cancer. It doesn't matter what you call the cause,
right.
Infection.
Right.
The blood clots. And so in this year and last year's, we have those tests to show, for example, if your D-dimer is up, your blood, you have DVT. 50% of the people who have deep vein thrombosis, clots hiding in their legs from sitting at their computers all day long, for example, they don't know it. And so this will show it. The proBNP shows if your cells are hypoxic, if they are low in oxygen. And doctors who are not aware of this will maybe argue and say, oh, well, that's only for congestive heart failure. Wrong. This shows if you have a cancer,
if your cells are low in oxygen and you're ready to metastasize, or you're ready to if you need to do other therapies, it shows many of the, I don't want to get too technical, biochemical parameters in the body that need to be fixed. And even a simple HSCRP, a nonspecific indicator of inflammation. It may be a bad tooth or a whatever, but it can also be making clot and making plaque. And so folks need to be able to take control and order these things themselves, because medicine is not doing it. They're only looking at the focus of drugs. And that's because the practice guidelines, which are made by the men in the ivory towers in the medical schools, their research is paid by the drug industry. And so that's why every symptom comes out the deficiency of a drug.
Wow. And planned, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I really want to get into the statin drugs as to what a statin does to the body. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Dr. Sherry Rogers. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Remember, the way we are presented on the air is, or the way we stay on the air, is by your purchasing from the Power Mall. So we appreciate your going to thepowermall.com. And today we have on special the items that Dr. Rogers is referring to. For instance, the vitamin E is called E-Gems Elite. The vitamin E that she recommends is available at the Power Mall. It is on special. Also, we have the phosphatidylserine, yes, the folic acid, acetyl L-carnitine, chelated CalMag that she talks about, chelated magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin K2, and the cod liver oil, available at the Power Mall on special. We also have some books on the Eye Care Revolution, only $10. Eye Care Revolution for $10 at the Power Mall. Nutrients for the Eyes by Dr. Robert Abel. We're talking with her about the importance of nutrients, of which she had just told us that she went to two seminars with a cardiologist and no nutrients were mentioned, which is unbelievable to me. Dr. Rogers, give us a call at 573. If you have unlimited minutes, please don't use the toll-free number. Use the 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. Dr. Rogers, the importance of stressing why one does not want to take a statin drug is so incredibly important, but all you hear is the pro on television, on the commercials. But there is so much con, so much bad news regarding statin drugs. What does a statin drug do to a person as they begin to take it? What happens to their body?
Well, as we showed, in fact, all your listeners should call you up right now and read The Cholesterol Hoax, followed by Detoxify
yes.
or Die, The Cholesterol
yes.
Hoax, and then because everything we say is all referenced in there, and the doses, how to take it, what the best brands are, Joyce has them, and how to do it. If you have, for example, high cholesterol, you want to ask your body, yourself, the very first thing, what is my body trying to tell me? Cholesterol is merely a Band-Aid. You don't shoot the messenger. It's a Band-Aid. It's covering up dings in the blood vessel wall that eventually make clot and plaque. So you want to give it enough antioxidants so that it can heal properly. And that's in the high blood pressure hoax and the cholesterol hoax, to learn how to heal the lining of blood vessels and how to cure your high cholesterol. It is a Band-Aid. You do not kill the messenger, and that's what's happening in medicine. When you take a cholesterol-lowering statin, like I said, they work on a particular enzyme in the liver to poison it. Well, that same enzyme is what God uses to make our CoQ10. That's sort of the currency of energy in the body. CoQ10 without enough, which and a sign of a really bad physician is someone who prescribes a statin and then does not measure your CoQ10 level. Because if you're lowering that, you suffer teeth loss, depression, fatigue, arrhythmias, etc. You get worse and worse. And you should, because you have made the person worse by lowering their CoQ10. It also lowers and depletes various forms of E. When you hear on TV, oh, vitamin E in this study didn't help cancer, it didn't help heart, that's because, and everything I say is referenced in the 17 books and 26 years of newsletters, somewhere the evidence for it is. When you hear anti-vitamin E studies, it's because they were so unbelievably either crooked or stupid, and I can't figure out which, maybe it's both, that they only used one form of vitamin E in the study. That's like going to the car dealer and saying, I want to buy your most expensive, luxurious car. Oh, but I can only afford one out of every 8 parts. And I expect it to work.
Wow.
That's how dumb it is. Because
that's a good analogy.
When you don't have the right, all the forms of E, you cannot heal the brain, the arteries, anything. In fact, in the books and the newsletters, we have a tocotrienol test, the tocotrest. What it is we're throughout the books and the newsletters, we have many tests to test your physician so you can see if they know anything. Because all you have to do is ask, oh, doctor, I read about tocotrienols. How do you use them? If they can't rattle off 5 different uses for it right away, then they cannot heal you because they don't know enough chemistry about healing the body. Tocotrienols are 4 of the 8 parts of vitamin E. Tocotrienols happen to be, as one thing, HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors.
Wait a minute, Sherry. Didn't you just say that's how statins work? Yeah. But when statins poison that enzyme in the liver, they do it by damaging the gene. When the tocotrienols, which are part of E, which are in good oils and foods and whole grains, and in the tocotrienols that you have there at the Power Hour, the Carlson ones, they actually regulate the HMG-CoA reductase level. They modulate it. They regulate it as nature intended it to be regulated, when it needs to be brought up or brought down, but not poisoned and not poisoning the gene, and then not going on and poisoning all the other things. Like I said, the high cholesterol medications, the statins, also lower selenium. And when you lower selenium, then you damage the thyroid. But what do? They bludgeon your thyroid with hormone like Synthroid. So that tells your thyroid, oh, don't bother making any more thyroid. We've got enough here in the system. So you stop making it, and the gland deteriorates, and plus it deteriorates faster because you never fix the selenium, the iodine, etc. And then look at, like I said before, look at all the people who take thyroid, but they don't lose weight, they don't get rid of their diabetes, they don't lower anything in the body, the cholesterol, whatever, because, and they don't feel great because they forgot to fix the receptor. When thyroid travels through the body, it hooks on like a lock and key to an area on every cell called the thyroid receptor. Well, if the thyroid receptor is broken, you can give thyroid till the cows come home. It won't help anything. It's like not taking it. And that's exactly how these people feel. Start with the book Detoxify or Die, which Joyce has there, because the cell membrane where that receptor is like a sandwich. You can think of the bread of the sandwich as cod liver oil, the innards or the meat of the sandwich as phosphatidylcholine powder, non-GMO, please, and then you can think of the salt and pepper as the eight forms of E, not just one thing, synthetic of all things. That's what the studies are done on, synthetic as well as one part of the eight forms of vitamin E. And then there are many other nutrients as well that are crucial for cure. We don't use that word cure. The word cure never came up, by the way, in those two cardiovascular symposia that I attended during Heart Month. And so for folks who want to empower themselves and want to learn how to get rid of everything, go ahead and start with, like, Detoxify or Die. That's an easier one for most people. And everyone needs all this, regardless of the title, because even if you don't have high blood pressure or cholesterol, you need to know how to make the blood vessels of your body, the brain, the kidney, the heart, everywhere, stronger. So you start with Detoxify or Die. And then if you have any cardiovascular problem, read Icky. Is your cardiologist killing you? Because if you have atrial fib, for example, and you're going to have ablation, you're screwed. You are going to have... You are going to schedule a heart attack with your doctor. He's going to give you one, and you're going to permanently destroy heart, nerve, and muscle. And at some point, when that fails, because he has not fixed what was broken, he didn't repair your magnesium, selenium, et cetera, chromium, all the different things that are documented to reverse atrial fib and arrhythmias and angina, et cetera. I mean, this isn't a pipe dream. This stuff has been known not for a decade, not for two, but three decades. A lot of this research goes back to. You can take any disease. Take Lyme disease. That's like so trendy now because they bludgeon people with antibiotics for months on end. I've seen people who took over $68,000 worth of home antibiotics just in a couple of months. And guess what? They're not better. And guess what? They shouldn't be, because you can't heal anything like Lyme disease, whatever, heart disease, without the proper levels of nutrients. For example, vitamin D. You can't heal. That's crucial for infection, depression, cardiovascular disease, diabetes. You can't heal anything with it. And yet, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which we reviewed this very, very stupid publication, I think it was last October, there was a study that showed that giving vitamin D to patients in ICU intensive care did not help. So I thought, oh my gosh, I got to read this, because we've already in Total Wellness Newsletter documented many cases, many papers, scientific publications, where taking people with sepsis, in other words, they were going to die of overwhelming infection, no antibiotics were working at all, there was nothing more medicine could do for them. And so the researchers stepped in and gave pennies worth of two nutrients. Guess what? 57% of the people lived and didn't die as they should have, just with pennies of nutrients. And yet, these nutrients are not on the pharmacy list at most hospitals to this day. It is just so, like you say, it borders on criminal. It's so unbelievable. But anyway, so this paper in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which I think was October 2014, that, quote, proved that vitamin D didn't help people in ICU. The reason it didn't help is because the researchers must not have read a single paper in the last, I don't know how many years, because we've referenced them all in 2013 through 15 Total Wellness Newsletter, showing that the cutoff from the commercial labs, LabCorp, Quest, etc., is wrong. It's only for rickets, for stopping rickets. We don't see rickets anymore in the United States. The level for healing your heart, diabetes, depression, infection, etc., those levels have to be between 80 and 104. So there's, and what did these researchers use as their high dose? They got people up to 40 nanograms per deciliter, just 10 over the proven inferior cutoff that's permeating all the commercial labs right now. It is the wrong cutoff. It is the wrong level. And yet that's what's being promoted because it sells more drugs. If a person, in fact, I've consulted on people where their level of D, they were readers, and they already had their level of D up to 100. It was great. When they went to their doctor and they insisted he measure it and he saw 100, he told them they should back off. And yet here they are. They're perfect because they don't read.
Wow. You know, it what you are giving us is like just totally opposite of what people hear from the medical community. Just almost totally opposite. People, they must be swimming right now in what you're saying. And all I can say is get the CD of Dr. Sherry Rogers. It's $5 for the hour. And you can get all the information you're hearing here today. Listen to it again and then give it to someone who has cardiac disease. Please, please do a favor to someone because what she is giving you is life-saving information. And no one is ever disproven her on anything that she has said. Now, they may not like what she's saying because she goes against the pharmaceutical companies by saying that their stuff doesn't work. But think about it, ladies and gentlemen, and get the newsletter. Now, Dr. Rogers, can you order all the, like if somebody wants to get all the back copies, can they do that?
Oh, they do. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
some people go back and get the whole thing. But if, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, just start with 2011 through 2015, and you will bring yourself up into a whole new world because there are a lot of things in there that will never make the books. We've found better products since we wrote certain books, and so we put all this new information, all the new things that we find in there so that we can just keep people growing and make them too smart to fail. That's our whole mission.
Yes.
And the thing is that and if in doubt, start with something easier like detoxify or die, which everyone needs, and then go to is your cardiologist killing you and the high blood pressure hoax, the cholesterol hoax, how to cure diabetes, no more heartburn, which is all about the gut, because the gut is the second brain in the body, and it's also half the detox system and half the immune system. If the gut isn't super healthy, you are stuck, you're stranded, you cannot heal no matter what you have. Likewise, pain free in 6 weeks, three out of four people, we did a medical paper for doctors as well as the Pain Free in 6 Weeks book for everyone, For people who have pain, arthritis, etc., 3 out of 4 people who don't eat the nightshades, potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, cayenne, chili, paprika, modified food, starch, etc., who don't eat the nightshades are totally free of pain, whether it's one joint, multiple joints, if it's rheumatoid arthritis. In fact, our study, we did it on the worst type, childhood juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, were some of the patients that we did on that in that study. But anyway, they don't hurt anymore. We get tear-stained letters from people in 2 dozen countries that, oh, thank you, I no longer have arthritis after 10 years because I just did this simple diet which doesn't cost anything. And there are so many other ways. For example, in the newsletter this year, we've shown people how to make the brain 12 years younger in 3 months with one nutrient. Another one doubles the memory in 1 month. We show that after you have a stent, you darn well better rescue with the 5 powders because the stents are coated with chemotherapy so that every drop of blood that goes to the area where you just had an infarct, where you had a heart attack, is loaded with chemotherapy. That further kills that tissue and makes sure you will have even more scar tissue than you already do from your infarct. And so you have to learn how to negate these things. And then, of course, like I say, we have this epidemic of people with atrial fib and the different arrhythmias, which they're not curing at all. So it's all there for folks who want to empower themselves. I've always loved the name of your show, The Power Hour, because that's what we're all about, is showing folks how to empower themselves, because medicine clearly is not interested. If you look at the practice guidelines for every specialty, there are rarely mentions of any nutrients, much less assaying them. For example, if your doctor orders the magnesium test and you see it on your chart, you'll think, oh, well, that's good. He got checked that? No. It shows he's utterly clueless. He does not understand the chemistry of magnesium. Serum magnesium, if it says magnesium on your chart, that's a serum. That's less than 1% of the body total magnesium. The magnesium you want to know about is the one that's in your heart muscle, your brain, your kidneys, your liver, etc. That's the intracellular or RBC magnesium. All this is in the 2014-2015 newsletter. Anyway, you want to have that magnesium, and you want to see that it says RBC, because that's the one that can show if you're ready to have a heart attack yesterday.
Wow. Okay, we're going to be back after this 3-minute break. I will take a couple of phone calls. I don't think we're going to have much time. Oh, my gosh, this is just, oh, she is so good. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, and remember, all the items she's talking about in the books are available at the Power Mall. We'll be
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm so glad to have you join us today. Remember, the vitamin E, the fish cod liver oil is available at the Power Mall, and the lemon is the one that I use and I recommend because it tastes so much better. It is really not difficult at all to take. And I have one question here. If I could get it, just kind of a short answer from you on this one, because I got a lot of callers. In the cardio-ion test, are all the minerals tested intracellularly, RBC, or are some of them tested in the serum? Do you know?
No, they're tested RBC, but not all the minerals are tested. And so in the How to Cure Diabetes is the next test of where to get all the minerals intracellularly as okay. well, because after people have been doing a detoxification, they need to check their minerals to make sure they didn't lose too many.
Okay, they're going to want to do a consult with you, and do people who have the test and consultation with Dr. Rogers need to have a follow-up test or consultation, or are they educated after the consult?
It varies. A lot of people, they only need one. Others have serious things, and they have ongoing. So it's total. The more they read, the more they empower themselves. You know,
yes.
If you find yourself taking a drug forever, and you want to say, wait a minute, is this what I'm supposed to do, is take a drug that poisons a pathway in my body forever? When drugs fail, you just want to remember 1 Corinthians. Has God not made foolish the wisdom of this world? The body was designed to heal.
Yes,
and
it was.
And so we need to follow the pathways.
Okay, let's go to Bob in Indiana. Bob in Indiana, you're first up for Dr. Sherry Rogers. Question or comment? Go ahead, please, quickly.
Hi there, Joyce and Dr. Rogers. I would like to tell you my experience with levothyroxine. I have been in and out of the hospital for 6 times in the last year and a half due to angina and atrial fibrillation. But the last time I was in there, 8 months ago, I almost died. My wife has a PhD in agricultural science from Russia.
Good.
And she went online and looked at all the medications I was taking, and she determined that I was toxic with levothyroxine. I can't pronounce it. And so we refused to take any more. And in 3 or 4 days, I left the hospital, and I've been out for 8 months now. And my pulse is about 54, and I'm just doing pretty well.
Great. See, and you've brought up a real good point, Bob, because once you're on a drug, if ever a new symptom emerges, then you want to wonder right away, is this a side effect of the drug? Because a lot of drug side effects do not occur until you've been on them for sometimes years for some people, because drugs work by, number one, poisoning a pathway, but number two, all drugs deplete nutrients. Well, that's why you're taking a drug, because you're already low in nutrients and you have a symptom. So now you're on a faster course because you're depleting more nutrients by taking a drug, and so you develop new symptoms. for example, a lot of people who have the muscular aches and pains from the statins, if the doctors just put them on CoQ10, a lot of them don't have it. Not that I'm recommending you do this. I still am very anti-taking statins because there are many better ways, as we showed in the cholesterol hoax, to take care of that Band-Aid, to listen to it and find out what it wants you to fix.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call, Bob, and hope it is better. Kathy in Tennessee, you're on the air with Dr. Rogers. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Jackie in Tennessee. I have an 18-year-old nephew who developed SVT, and his cardiologist put him on metoprolol and then attempted to do an ablation, but was not successful in finding the area where it was coming from. So he's left him on metoprolol 25 milligrams a day. There is no immediate family history of heart disease. And
he's probably, I'll bet you anything, the kid is into athletics, and a lot of sweating makes you lose magnesium. And that's how a lot of us got SVT when we were young, in our 20s and 30s and teens. So anyway,
okay.
Reed, is your cardiologist killing you, for starters?
Okay. Is your cardiologist killing you at the Power Mall? We got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back, final segment, with the Dr. Sherry Rogers after this break. Stay tuned.